cloth, anything?
Nano cloth.
Nano
cloth. Cloth for the now.
When you have a stove, what did you burn in your stove?
Well, oak wood, if we could get it. Started the fire with a little piece of the fat pine, and then sort of cross your wood up, and the pine be burning. It would soon catch up where it go.
Old-fashioned,
yeah.
Green pine.
And that stove, you see, we had a handle that come onto them grates that held this wood up and these ashes. And before we made this fire, we taken this crooked thing that was laying down there and just turned that a little bit, but that would open up and let the ashes fall down the ash can, you see. And they cautioned us not to empty them ashes right after that, or don't never empty the ashes only when they're cold, some kind of fire.
Yes, I've heard that.
Yeah, because if you empty them out there, it's hot, and maybe it could catch something on fire out.
Mm-hmm.
But it was always let the ashes be going and take up the ashes in the fireplace, too. You're going to make a fire, ironing fire, something like that. Well, I'd take up the ashes first and dirty the irons too much.
They use these ashes to make anything?
Yeah, made soap. If they were oak, all oak ashes, yeah. Mama, I've had Mama make soap many times.
Have you? Do they use it to make anything else?
They made soap, and they kept all the beef. When they kill a beef, they kept all that tallow, you know. And sometimes she'd use some of the fat from the hogs when they're tasty. Meat skins and all that put in that lye called soap grease, and they put it in this lye where they had got dripped in the barrel. See, they had a barrel and put these ashes in, pour a little water at once in a while. Go put some water on the ash barrel, and it dripped all the time, but I don't know what it dripped in.
Well, wait, if you could explain this.
What did that lye drip in?
The first thing, when they had a log room. Now, I don't know if you've ever heard of log room, but she bent a million hip cup for a minute. Went out there and chopped the tree down with axe and cleaning up the field. Chopped the log. They went there, the men did, but I'm going to let her explain.
I want to hear. I was just about to say I have this feeling.
Well, see, these men.
Look at you two over together.
Well, this man was going to have a log rolling. Well, he got. Don't he get the timber down first? Don't he get this timber all down before he has the log rolling? Then these men go there, and the mama will say before they go that morning, she'll tell the papa, now be sure and get me out a good ash sheet. Good ash sheet. And so when they get a good oak log, he'd have that put
special piece.
And they would burn that, and she'd have them ashes, a barrel full, and I'd make that soap and make several gallons.
Is that right?
Yeah.
This barrel set up on a rack.
Yeah.
And it had a slank.
And this
boards come down this way.
And that stuff come out.
And this oak ash, it drip through and run off and run in.
And that was just, that was lye.
That's where you got your
look
lye,
like coffee that dripped down out of that. That's what they taken and put in the pots and use this skins and all that. It just eat them up.
That's what I want to do.
And eat them up and it comes out. Wait now. Yeah, when they cook that in this pot, how did they get that soap out of there? Was that the time they do that? That's beeswax. That's beeswax. No, they didn't. I don't know how they got it out, but anyway, that's beeswax. You put your hand here and here.
And they cut that stuff in squares.
You just eat it. Yeah, I know it. They put it in something, let it get cold, then cut it. It'd be as white as snow.
Is that right?
We used to wash our hair with it. It wasn't too strong. We started washing powder now. Of course, there wasn't no shampoo. That day and time.
Did they ever use lye to use it to make corn into something?
Yeah, Mama made hominy with lye. Lye hominy. I love it. My sister that died. Your age, 76, died 3 or 4 years ago. She's the only one of us that ever made in that after my mother died.
Is that right?
I know one of my sisters said, I'm going to bring some corn up there. I want you to make me some lye. She said, no, all I want you to do is bring some red devil lye. Soda. Use soda in it too. And get that hull off from that grain of corn, you see.